Today we've got a special guest. We're doing a joint podcast with One Hit Podcast with Mr. Fagan.
I am the greatest.
Be water, my friend.
Okay, guys, welcome to One Hit Podcast. I'm here today with Master Gordon Dew from Tull World Podcast. Hi, Master Dew, how's things?
How's it going there, Mr. Fagan? I'm doing okay. It's raining out here in California. It's kind of like Ireland.
Yeah, it's raining. Know? It's raining in Ireland. I'm only back from California, as we're going to discuss in a second. And I didn't see any rain when I was there. I always see rain in Ireland, so it's strange to hear that.
Yeah, rain is actually kind of rare. But I think you were just in Nevada, Las Vegas, right?
Yeah, I was over for UFC. Oh, wrong side. UFC 300. Yeah, you was. This is the mirror image, UFC 300 in Las Vegas, Nevada on the 13th of April. And we decided to chat about this podcast together about the effects of MMA, UFC, and Taekwondo. Because Taekwondo, as all our listeners know, is our background, ATF Taekwondo.
Right.
We want to sort of chat about how does ATF fighters fare in Taekwondo? Has it changed over the last 30 years of UFC being alive? Has Taekwondo got more popular in the UFC? And we're rewinding back. So back in the early 90s, the most important martial art in UFC was probably wrestling, BJJ, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu grappling. Like the grappling martial arts came in, because I actually have a t-shirt here of the first poster ever of the UFC. That's the first poster ever. And you look at the back.
Is
of
it?
The very first.
Was that with the Gracie?
Yeah. So you have here, you have boxing, kickboxing, Jiu-Jitsu, Sambo, wrestling, Muay Thai, Karate, Taekwondo, and Judo. And that was back in, see the date here, it's been 83, if I believe it right. But I can't find the date, but it's 83 also. But what was the most important aspect of martial art that day? Like, you had the boxers who thought they could win, but it was the Judo and the wrestling and the BJJ. Like, you probably remember yourself, sir, like the most important martial art was that grappling game, because it brought something new to the area of MMA.
Right, the very first one, huh? Yeah, I remember kind of watching that. That was pretty exciting, actually. It kind of really made me think a little bit about my own martial art experience and how we approach things a little bit. Because I think in the old days, you're kind of like limited to what you might see like on the movies or whatever, right? And that's just not the way it is it?
No. It's a whole different ball game, as I say.
Yeah. So you've been going to those fights every year. Who fought this last fight?
The last main fight there was UFC 300. You had Max Holloway, Justin Gaethje, and it's actually being voted now the best fight of all time.
Yeah. Wow. I missed it.
The Dana White, the owner of UFC, the reporters are just saying from start to finish. Like, an aspect is you have Max Holloway, who's gone up a weight to fight a who's a bit heavier. And what I found very noticeable, and I'm sure a lot of martial artists have said it too, Max Holloway has like a boxing background, but he was fighting a guy who also was boxing and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. So he probably thought, how can I beat this guy? The last 5 seconds of round one, Max Holloway did a jumping, spinning back kick to his opponent's face, straight on the nose, smashed his nose, broke his nose. Every round after that, Max Holloway tried a spinning kick and it kept landing and landing and landing. So did Max Holloway look towards a Taekwondo style and go, how can I use this to my advantage? Because a lot of the top fighters coming through now, a lot of the UFC champions have a background in Taekwondo and sort of freestyle kickboxing. So we're kind of finally seeing the full circle, what we've been always believing, that we can actually compete at the top level. That it's great having jiu-jitsu and wrestling, of course, but you need to have your kicking, like your front leg side kick, for example, which we were going to chat about as well. But you have to watch it back, sir. It was jumping, spinning back kick to the face, nose broke, and every round after that, the opponent got slower and slower and then got knocked out.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool. You know, it's kind of interesting you said that, because I have a student that does bare knuckle fighting now.
Nice.
And she was doing mixed martial art as well. But kind of switched to bare knuckles. And when she was a color belt, I remember she had a very nice back kick, right? She'd tag everybody. And that was her signature, right? Signature technique. And it's just kind of amazing to watch her. She's been doing it for a while now. And she started with me when she was a kid, probably, I'm trying to think, maybe 12 years old. She's probably in her 30s now. I don't remember. It's been a while.
Yeah.
And still kicking and pounding it out.
Yeah, and you mentioned the bare knuckle. Like, the bare knuckle, like, boxers have gloves on and wraps punching all day. In taekwondo and karate and all in martial arts, we use our bare hands to punch pads. So, like, we have a sort of an advantage when it comes to the smaller gloves or comes to no gloves, because we know how to use our fists correctly.
Right, right. But you got to actually hit something, too.
Yeah, you have to actually hit. No point
just hit a bag, at least. You ever see guys that are punching bags they've never hit it in a while, and their hands get all cut up, and it's like,
yeah,
skin's peeling off.
Yeah, they're going just slating across.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no.
So how much does your guys do a lot of that, hitting bags all the time? Would you say that's
a lot of more pad work, so I'm actually holding the pads, so you can feel the physical force going back and forward. The bags, a lot of the wee kids use bags, but sort of teens and adults like to actually either hit each other in sparring or hit actual focus pads.
I see. So I know you like a lot of mixed martial. I like watching it. I don't watch it too often. I remember the time when President Che called me up and he said, hey, Master Ju, I'm in California. I'm going to go see a UFC fight. I would like to have lunch with you. I says, oh, yes, sir. Sure. No problem. And the fight was down in LA. I live up in San Francisco. And I said, yes, sir. And so I jumped on a flight, flew down there to meet up with him, have lunch with him, right? And then he invited me to go watch this fight. I said, sir, I have a flight to go back. And he didn't realize how big California was, because it's like 400 miles. And so anyway, it was kind of interesting that he went to see that as well.
Because I think it is like the, if you look at, like, say, Conor McGregor, like, he trains a lot of taekwondo now. Joe Rogan, who's the biggest podcast in the world, he mentions taekwondo once a week on his podcast.
Oh, does he?
At least once a week he mentions taekwondo. He loves taekwondo. And
yeah,
I've always thought, wouldn't President Che be a perfect guest for Joe Rogan talking about taekwondo? Like, because he every week he mentions how great taekwondo is, how important taekwondo is. And I'm glad, like, I'm watching UFC since 2007. And it's only the last 4 or 5 years you actually can see what I've always believed coming through now, which is great. And it's going to come forward and more, because there's more fighters like MVP, Michael Venom Page from England. He's like a standoff fighter, front leg side kicks, Wonder Boy Thompson, Raymond Daniel from California, kickboxer, all side stance, bringing it across. And we can even, like, tournaments ourselves, we go across the world, so you can actually see, like, how far taekwondo has advanced, how more powerful it is now from years ago, especially with the new rules.
That's true, yeah. But, I think, the fighting's a little bit different than, 30 years ago in taekwondo, ITF taekwondo as well.
Yeah.
What I kind of find interesting is that, these are our sports, right? And so your environment dictates kind of what you're doing. Right. Like, so you've got the ring, and so you're kind of limited in that space. That could be like your house, or you can't escape. And so you do have to have these different skill sets to handle different situations, I think, as well.
Yeah. You have to adapt.
You have to adapt. That's right. We're kind of adapting. That's what I was kind of saying, watching the first UFC fights, and just like, oh, okay, that's interesting. There's obviously, that there's wrestling people. You also know there's grappling people, right? And so you kind of have to adapt to what that situation is like.
Yeah. We are martial artists. We have to train to constantly improve and improve ourselves and improve our students.
Now, you're a big fan of mixed martial art and obviously taekwondo. What would you say you spend most of your time in your taekwondo training? I mean, is your club more like, is it more like a gym where it's a lot of pounding ground, or is it more like you still do forms? What do you guys focus mostly on?
Yeah, well, our club is traditionally taekwondo for 100%, and probably about 70%, 60%, 70% will be sparring, and 30% patterns, because like we are a great believer, like we could do tai and kwan, but we need to have the do, which is right. The arms. So we are a pure taekwondo ATF school, but we do focus more on the sparring aspect. I think because we're Irish, and the fighting Irish, as they say, we like to throw a few punches and kicks. And a lot of students in Ireland like want to know why we're training and it actually works. And we all say there's no point practicing basketball all day without actually playing a match.
Right.
You have to feel that kick to the face, to feel that punch, feel that movement and go, oh, that's why the punch works in Dangon. Oh, that's why we do that in Chumbu. That's why we jump. That's why we do this. So it's
right.
You have to ask the question, get the answer.
It's interesting. You kind of said about being Irish, and Irish people. Yeah, you guys are tough. I have a student that's an Irish, and I think he might be moving back to Ireland. He's been in America for a long time, and just hearing some of the stories that you guys. Your experience, I think, maybe dictates your attitude, or that fight, right?
Yeah.
And I remember going to a world championship, and I remember watching I think I was umpiring one of those fights, and it was a young Irish lady, and somehow she had those, you know, those taekwondo gloves, and somehow her finger got broken. It was like twisted. And she was talking to the coach, and the coach says, "Oh, maybe she could, no, just put my hand back into the glove."
Yeah,
and she gets back out there. That was tough.
Yeah, I think it's just years and years of being told keep fighting and be proud of where you're from, and just keep being proud of your family name, and your area. That's the way how we were brought up.
Yeah, that's true. It's our experience, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hey, I know you always end your podcast with a knockout.
My one best of the, one hits.
Your best one hits? Yeah, that's right. Tell me which one is yours.
Wow. I've never been asked that before, believe it or not, after 20 plus podcasts. Well, my best one hits, well, there's two then. There was only one for a while, but because of UFC 300, I seen a knockout on the very last second. It was 1 second left, and after five rounds, and it was a straight punch, Max Holloway to Justin Gaethje, knocks out in the last second to become the champion. So that was like a wow moment. The whole crowd went absolutely crazy. I actually have it on film, my video. I was recorded at the exact same time. I must actually send it afterwards. It was absolutely crazy. But the one that all stood out to me before was Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo. I flew 6,000 miles, 10 hours on a flight, and the fight lasted 12 seconds.
12 seconds so, for $1,000.
Yeah, at hotel and gambling. So what happened was the fight started. Conor McGregor threw a front leg side kick towards the leg. Jose Aldo stepped back with a one punch. He ran towards McGregor, and just one single punch, gone, knocked out. 12 seconds. But people,
that's awesome.
You regret going through that fight. Like, no, that's history. That's I'd pay even double just to witness that, because it's something that you'll never see again.
That's true. That's awesome.
So what was yours, sir? Any changes in your best one hit?
Yeah, my wife knocked me out.
Today or yesterday?
Every day.
Every day.
Every day.
I am the greatest.
Be water, my friend.